King Richard II, another weak king with the soul of an artist, indulges himself in a fantasy of arrogance and self-recrimination as he defies his cousin, the usurper Henry Bolingbroke, from the walls of Clint Castle, then surrenders himself as a prisoner, and finally yields him his crown in Westminster Hall before the great nobles of England.
We are amazed! And thus long have we stood to watch the fearful bending of thy knee, because we thought ourselves thy lawful king. And if we be, how dare thy joints forget to pay their awful duty to our presence? If we be not, show us the hand of God that hath dismissed us from our stewardship. For well we know, no hand of blood and bone can gripe the sacred handle of our scepter, but that he do profane, steal, or usurp. And though you think that all, as you have done, have torn their souls by turning them from us, and we are barren and bereft of friends, yet know, my master, God omnipotent, is mustering in the clouds on our behalf armies of pestilence, and they shall strike your children yet unborn and unbegot, that lift your vassal hands against my head and threat the glory of my precious crown. Tell Bolingbroke, for yon methinks he stands, that every stride he makes upon my land is dangerous treason. He is come to ope the purple testament of bleeding war. But ere the crown he look for dwell in peace, 10,000 bloody crowns of mother's sons shall ill become the flower of England's face, turn the complexion of her maid pale peace to scarlet indignation, and bedew her pasture's grass with faithful English blood. Oh, God! Oh, God, that ere this tongue of mine that laid the sentence of dread banishment on yon proud man should take it off again with words of sooth. Oh, that I were as great as is my grief, or lesser than my name, or that I could forget what I have been, or not remember what I must be now. Swell'st thou, proud heart, I'll give thee scope to beat, since foes have scope to beat both thee and me. What must the king do now? Must he submit? The king shall do it. Must he be deposed? The king shall be contented. Must he lose the name of king? For God's name, let it go. I'll give my jewels for a set of beads, my gorgeous palace for a hermitage, my gay apparel for an almsman's gown, my figured goblets for a dish of wood, my scepter for a palmer's walking staff, my subjects for a pair of carved saints, and my large kingdom for a little grave, a little grave, an obscure grave. Or I'll be buried in the king's highway, some way of common trade, where subjects' feet may hourly trample on their sovereign's head. For on my heart they tread whilst now I live, and buried once, why not upon my head? Down, down I come, like glistering phaeton wanting the manage of unruly jades. In the base court, base court, where kings grow base to come a traitor's call and do them grace. In the base court, come down, down court, down king. For night I'll shriek where mounting larks should sink.